Seniors are receiving unfair tax breaks, according to a report released today by the Grattan Institute. With a national deficit up to $40 billion annually, the report outlined three recommendations that would save the government $1 billion every year. But with increasing life costs and life expectancy, not everyone is happy about making those in the later part of their life pay more taxes. Claudia Rhodes-White has this report.
We would all like to have as much money as possible come retirement so we can do whatever we'd like and enjoy our time. But a report released by the Grattan Institute is recommending the government wind back on some of the tax breaks that exist for today's seniors. To paint the picture, a retired couple earning $70,000 of taxable income pays just under $3,000 less than a young couple on exactly the same income. Something Brendan Coates, a fellow at the Grattan Institute and co-author of the report Age of Entitlement, says should be changed.
It's worth really pointing out that these tax breaks were really put in place through the 2000s at a time when the budget was projected to be in surplus. We then had the mining, and the way the government at the time spent the money was to reduce taxes for both working age and senior Australians. But what's really interesting is that since then, a lot of the benefits that were given to working age Australians have been wound back. But at the same time, the policies from the same era that were put in place that really support senior Australians still exist. And so while they may have been affordable when they were introduced, that's simply no longer the case.
According to the report, senior Australians who have a part rate pension or are self-funded retirees would be the most affected. It made three recommendations that would see the government save close to $1 billion annually. With a national deficit of $40 billion, a tightening of the purse strings seems inevitable.
The report goes through three recommendations, and they are, first of all, to wind back something that's called the SAPTO, which is the Senior and Pensioners Tax Offset, which basically means that older Australians have a higher tax-free threshold than younger Australians and therefore pay less tax for a given level of income. The second one is a related one called the Medicare levy income threshold for older Australians. So what this basically means is we all pay the Medicare levy. Once our income hits a certain level, and then it's 2% of your income. But for seniors, they don't start to pay the Medicare levy until they have, you know, a higher income, until they hit $32,000 a year for singles. And then the third recommendation, currently we have a private health insurance rebate in Australia. So for people of a given level of income, they buy private health insurance and the government will actually refund or provide them with a refund on a certain proportion of their premiums. And for older Australians, those rebates are actually larger.
But not everyone is happy about these recommendations. Ian Yates is the chief executive from COTA, Council on the Ageing. While he agrees with aspects of the report, he says it is not actually focusing on the top earners.
The recommendations sound theoretically reasonable, but in fact what they're doing is focusing on a group who are increasingly finding it difficult to maintain their modest lifestyles. These are people who are not earning much more than the full pension and who are struggling with low interest rates, earning on their savings. And the measures that Grattan has targeted are not at the high end. We should be continuing to look at savings for people who are in the top 10% of earnings, got all sorts of tax breaks and tax loopholes.
While Ian Yates believes the government should continue to look for savings in higher income earners across the board, Brendan says it's important to focus on the high income seniors paying less tax or avoiding it altogether.
So we have a situation at the moment where these benefits are going to people, some of whom are sort of solid middle income earners, some of them who are higher income earners who just have a large proportion of their income in their superannuation fund because the rules to put money into super have been so generous that it means that you've actually got people on quite significant means who are actually benefiting from this change, and those are the ones that we'd really be trying to roll this one back for.
According to the report, the current generation of seniors receive much more than their predecessors did from government spending, particularly on health. On average, someone over the age of 65 will receive 9% more back on their private health insurance rebate than those under the age of 65. Ian Yates believes this third recommendation in the Grattan report that suggests making the private health rebate equal across all age groups has the potential to cause problems across the national healthcare system.
If that were to happen, and private health insurance rebates is a legitimate area of debate, but if that were to happen just on older Australians, well, I can guarantee that that will mean a significant reduction in people in their retirement holding their private health insurance, and they will flow through to the public system either in the form of increased costs or significantly increased waiting lists.
With an ageing population and a silver tsunami on its way, rising health costs and a growing voter bloc are inevitably making it difficult for any government to pass new tax laws. Finding one that everyone will agree on seems increasingly unlikely.
Claudia Rhodes-White with that report.